Pacific gas and electric rates went up again on March 1st, but at a smaller scale than previous increases, and the company's management has acknowledged that rates must stabilize. Wildfire safety was the main topic at a March 27th PG&E online town hall meeting, but questions were focused on how it relates to rates and PG&E's use of revenues. Brian Gerving, PG&E's regional senior manager, said, quote, "Affordability is a huge issue for many of our customers." He announced that credits will be applied to the company's bills in April. The credit will be $125 for customers paying for both electric and gas. He said almost all of the company's earnings were reinvested, quote, back into our business and energy system in 2023. Dave Canny, PG&E's regional vice president, also talked about what will happen in the future.
I want to zoom out a little bit and speak to our very intense focus on this. We've committed to raising rates no more than 2-4% in the coming years. And we've saved hundreds of millions of dollars through focused efforts to eliminate waste in the business while delivering the same or more value safely. And so just know that we as a utility company are very focused on that. And we in the region as well are focused on how we can better serve customers and do that more efficiently. It's something that our coworkers take very seriously. And it's something that, you know, we know that all of our neighbors are concerned about, and just know that you have our ongoing commitment to manage rates, recognizing that recent increases have not been sustainable.
But rates went up again on March 1st. Gerving gave the details on that and on the company's rate stabilization plans.
Electric rates changed on March 1st, 2025. For a typical customer using 500 kilowatt hours per month, there will be a 1.6% or $3.38 increase for residential bundled electric and gas non-CARE customers, and a 1.8% or $2.26 increase for residential bundled CARE customers. Even with this small rate increase, assuming the same usage, average electric rates and bills on March 1st, 2025 were lower than they were a year ago. Electric rates and bills are currently 3% lower than they were in January 2024. This is in part due to wildfire prevention costs completing recovery and being removed from rates over the past year, including this March 2025 rate change. Based on current information, electric rates are expected to decrease slightly in this fall as additional wildfire prevention costs are removed from rates. We know our customers are frustrated with higher costs of living, including energy bills. To address these growing concerns, we are committed to stabilizing customer bills. We are taking actions to limit average annual increases to no more than 2-4% through 2026 without sacrificing safety.
Risk reduction work is likely to scale up in the future. Gerving noted that, quote, California is facing more extreme weather risks, such as drought, fires, and major storms, and the company seeks to, quote, build the infrastructure to withstand these risks. During a written question and answer session, the managers were asked if higher rates are related to PG&E's wildfire liabilities and desire for profit, and Canny answered.
There's a couple questions about rates. I'll start with the one that you asked and then touch on a couple of other items related to how we're planning to stabilize rates with the goal of maintaining minimal increases in the coming years. And eventually, we see a path to decreased rates through what we refer to as beneficial load growth. But to start with, relative to past fires, we've gotten this question before. Our rates do not go to paying for past fires and liabilities associated with them, full stop. The rates that customers pay today are squarely focused on investing in the system and making it hardened and capable of withstanding the changing climate we're all experiencing. And in fact, I think you touched on this, Brian, more than 95% of our authorized return last year was reinvested back into the system. So that's additional benefit to the system and to customers. Shareholders or others do not benefit from that. That's invested back into the system. And then I think just in closing with respect to rates, we have a comment around, you know, rate increases in 2024. they were significant. They were not sustainable, as I mentioned earlier. Fully acknowledge that. And in fact, electric rates have been stable or even gone down a little bit this year relative to last year as an initial indication of the trajectory we anticipate.
Earlier, Gerving said electricity demand is growing for the first time in 10 years. And from 2015 to 2018, PG&E invested about $1.3 billion in electric transmission and distribution capacity expansions. He said another $12 billion will be invested in the next 6 years, and the focus for the North Coast region is southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino County with, quote, customers already connecting to our grid and additional significant projects underway. The company is also doing more outreach. It's holding Coffee Connect meetings in the region's coffee shops where customers can meet and talk with staffers. The next one is set for the morning of April 16th at Cafe Brio in Arcata. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.